Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Klal Nun. We're still learning Simon Chav Gimel. So we finished the Simon. I just want to clarify a few points, the Maisa, on this topic. So a question which comes up, a very common question, is a person that's sitting down to learn for a period of time and plans to drink water or tea, coffee, over a period of time. So what does he do with this issue of Shir Ichel? So now we did mention that the Shir Ichel for drinking is under an hour. Now there are opinions which are more machmer on that. And also want to point out, in a time when it's hot, or a person is exerting themselves, so the Shir Ichel would be even less, because people tend to require drinking closer periods of time due to the heat and the exertion, etc. So if it's a hot-based medrash, so the person is going to be drinking. So if a person takes a drink and then sits for 15, 20 minutes, he might be thirsty again. And there's already a Shir Ichel. So it's potentially possible that a person will have a Shir Ichel in between the drinks, but he's planning to drink multiple, he is planning to continue to drink. So what should he do? So one suggestion is to say a bracha achrona after each drink, the person goes and has a drink, says a bracha achrona, and then says a new bracha rishona before the second time he drinks. Each time the person says a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. That would seem to be a good approach. It's not called bracha shenit zricha because of the concern of losing the bracha achrona. This is what you're doing. The problem is that there's a Magen Avraham, which the Chayyim quoted before, and the Magen Avraham says that if a person, that bracha achrona does not constitute the end of a session requiring a new bracha rishona, intrinsically, it only does so because it indicates that you're finished your meal. So if a person believed that there's no more food, he said, and therefore decided that there's nothing more to eat, so he was misiyat asim eating. But if a person who planned to continue to eat just by mistake said a bracha achrona, we discussed this case before, the Magen Avraham, the Chayyim Passos like that, says that he does not need a new bracha rishona when he continues to eat or drink, because he never planned to end his meal or end his drinking session. So over here, where a person intends to have multiple cups of this liquid over a period of time, even though he made a bracha achrona, he wasn't mesiach das from his intent to continue to drink or to eat. So according to the Magen Avraham, he would not need a new bracha rishona. So we've saved the bracha achrona, but we created a suffix in regards to the bracha rishona, the subsequent bracha rishona. So one suggestion is that the best etza is to a person should try and sip on occasion during the time to never let a Shir Ichel pass. Now, the amount that a person has to drink at that point in time is not a full shir. The person does not need to drink a kazayas or a revius. As long as they're eating, the person is eating, had a kazayas at the beginning, or a revius by liquids at the beginning, and then continues to occasionally nibble, that's enough to hold on to the status of that person is still considered toich the session, the suda, as it were, and there's no need for there's no concern about Shir Ichel that we'll be losing the bracha achrona, because it's all considered a hamshech of one maisa of achila or shtiyah. And in that situation, we no need to make a new bracha rishona and get involved in machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Chayyim, with the other achronim will say not like the Magen Avraham. So that would be a common case which comes up, as we've clarified some points about shtiyah, and we've clarified what to do about this point. One other point, we said this idea that this point of that we combine these sessions of achila over a period of time all work together to hold on to the bracha, and there's no concern about Shir Ichel. That's only if it's clearly one maisa achila. If a person would eat and then have a shini mokum or a hesach hadas, then start eating again. We don't say that second achila saves the first achila from the concern of Asher Ichol, because it's a separate ma'aseh achila. It only helps if it's considered part of one ma'aseh achila. So a person has to be aware of that situation. A person should be very careful to say a bracha achrona before they lose the first suda. Or alternatively, say a bracha achrona before they start the second one. Person already is on their mind of making brachas. So a person should say a bracha achrona from what they ate before, and then a bracha rishona on this new ma'aseh achila. So Be'ez Hashem, the next year we'll deal with the issues of not a time issue, but a space issue. When does a person have a requirement to make sure that he makes a bracha in the same area where he ate originally, and when is he allowed to say the bracha elsewhere? Have a good day.